Well, it's wonderful to be here. And I just want to say, first of all, it's a great honor to be. It's quite interesting, actually, because as Matt said, we planted a church in Loughborough a couple of years ago, and I have really cut down on the amount of speaking invitations that I take. In fact, I've cut that down quite dramatically, actually, and I think carefully and pray carefully about every invitation that comes in. But I had no hesitations about coming here tonight, because I like you, because you're nice. But also because I wanted to honor you as a church as well. I know that there are some different churches that are represented here tonight as well. But I know you'll hear my heart when I say that I want to honor Ashwood Church. The journey that you've been on as a church, I know that that has been a painful journey. And in a strange way, tonight we're going for healing, we're going for signs and wonders. The elephant in the room is, we were believing for the healing of a man of God. Is he healed? Yes. He's having a great time right now, I'm telling you. And yet we would have liked to have seen the manifestation of that healing here. Why did we not see that? Well, I don't know is the honest answer to that. We leave that, I guess, with God. But I just want to commend, I want to commend, first of all, Matt and Claire, the way that they've carried themselves through all of this, the dignity, that they, the way they've carried themselves, and the way that they've led this church. I know you don't need me to tell you this, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway. They are great people. You've got great pastors. And if you don't... And if you don't look after them, I'll steal them and take them to Loughborough, okay? But I just want to say that. I want to publicly affirm them tonight. They are amazing people, and this church is a very blessed church to have people like this leading you. I also want to affirm and commend Molly tonight as well. Just the way that Molly, the dignity that she's carried herself these last lot of months, and to be at a meeting like this tonight, believing for you, believing for miracles, it's what faith is all about, isn't it? Because faith doesn't have all the answers to all the questions that we have. Faith is a journey, isn't it? It keeps trusting even though there are disappointments along the way and so on. So that's why I'm here tonight, because I just wanted to honor you as a church. The charismatics are loud down there, aren't they? But I just want to honor you tonight just for the way that you've carried yourselves through all this. So thanks for having us. Tonight we've got two fellas with us from the church. We've got Stuart and Fraser, both single. He likes women over 50. So, and he likes them over 70. Okay, so anyway. I'll get in trouble for that later on. Anyway, so what am I going to talk about tonight? How are we going to take this? Okay, I'm not going to talk for a long time tonight. We'll keep it quite short, maybe for half an hour or so, because I know that it's the end of a week and everybody's a bit tired, and you know the last thing you want to hear is a long sermon. We want to get down to business. Pray for people to be healed. So what I'm thinking, just to give the guys maybe a little bit of pre-warning as well, what we'll probably do tonight is take all the middle seats away as well, okay, so don't get too comfortable, and that will just leave us with a little bit of space so that we can pray for people in the middle area. You're okay, and you're okay, but you're not, okay. I find that in these meetings, the best way that people receive is not when we're trying to hype it all up and trying to create an atmosphere that's not really there. I find that people receive best when they're at their most relaxed. And so I want you to chill out and relax tonight. This is not going to be one of those pressurized meetings. I'm not going to shake you, or I'm not going to try to pin the blame on you, because that's often... sometimes even unwittingly what preachers can do. If you just trust more, then you're going to get there. And our concept of faith is actually, I think we get it all wrong sometimes, because there's a certain, I don't know, there's an ease with faith. Faith is not something that you have to hype up. Faith is something that you have to let in. Faith actually is not even something that we can whip up ourselves. Faith comes by Hearing. And you notice the terminology that you don't get faith. You don't achieve faith. Faith comes. So faith is not something that's achieved. Faith is something that is received. And this is something that is often missed in meetings like this, where we're, come on, if you just have enough faith and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Actually, you've just got to open your heart and do lots of receiving in a meeting like this. And so there's an ease about this meeting tonight. And I want you just to receive everything that God has for you. And I'm going to read some verses from the Bible, John chapter 2. I believe the verses are going to appear on the screen. I said to Matt and Claire tonight that when the first worship song came on, I said, this confirms I'm on the right theme tonight. Because we sang about this. So I thought, yes, I've got it right. Fantastic. John chapter 2, and let's read these verses. We'll make a comment or two on them and just make a few observations on this. I'm going to pull out some very simple thoughts, leave them with you, and then let's believe that God will speak to us through his word tonight. John 2, verse 1, on the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. And Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. And when the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Dear woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied, "My time has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw out some of the water and give it to the master of the banquet." You can read the rest of the passage there. They did it. The master tastes it. He said, normally they have the really good stuff first, go to the cheap stuff at the end. He says, "But you people have done it differently. You started with really good stuff, but you finished with even better wine." There's got to be a prophetic picture in there, right? So let's have a look at this passage tonight, and this is the first recorded miracle in the ministry of Jesus. You would have thought that the occasion for this miracle would have been a morbid occasion, a melancholic occasion, but not a bit of it. It's at a party. Jesus liked parties. Jesus is Irish. The first miracle that Jesus chose to do was at a party. Interesting, isn't it? And it's a wedding. It's meant to be a happy occasion. Certainly, on the outward appearance, it is a happy occasion. Weddings tend to be happy occasions. I read about, I don't know if you read about this recently, but in India, there was a bride, and apparently the groom didn't turn up or something like that, so she just pulled out another fella and married him that day. So that's one way of doing it, probably. You know, she'll probably have a happy marriage for the rest of her life. But a wedding's meant to be a happy occasion, and certainly on the outward appearance, this occasion is very happy. However, behind the scenes, it's very different. And very often you find that actually, when it comes to our need of the miraculous, on the outward appearance, it all looks all right. It's the stuff that's happening behind the scenes that's the problem. So what's the problem? Well, the problem is that they have no more wine. They've run out of wine, which is a huge embarrassment. Hospitality, especially wine representing vitality and life and so on. It's massively important to present your guests with good hospitality. They've just run out of wine, or they're running out of wine. They can't provide hospitality for the guests. It's highly embarrassing. It's going to be one of those situations where it's never going to be forgotten. Because when something goes wrong at a wedding, it's never going to be forgotten, right? Thought struck me, isn't that the case with so many people, that on the outward appearance, everything can look okay, but it's behind the scenes, everything's not. I wonder how many people in this room tonight would fit into that category. I want you to know tonight that it's okay for it not to be okay. Okay? So if somebody's going through a crisis, well, let's not put on a pretentious act. If you're going through poo, you're going through poo, right? Can I say that? I just did. Okay. And I think that sometimes honesty is the best way forward. Honesty is not negativity. We don't want to go into the realms of negativism. That's not helpful. But it is good to be honest about our situation. We need a miracle. If you need a miracle, acknowledge it in the presence of God tonight. And that is the crisis that's going on here. They need a miracle. Five little actually less than five. We'll see how far we get. A few little, very simple observations about this passage. This miracle is based on the premise of emptiness. Emptiness is the premise of the miracle. There was no more wine, the jars were empty, not a thing that they could do about it. I wonder, have you ever been through one of those times in your life when you felt empty, huh? You've done everything you can do, prayed all the prayers you can pray, taken all the advice you can take, had all the conversations you need to have, went to all the meetings that you're meant to go to, heard all the preachers that you're meant to listen to, read all the books that you're meant to read, and you still haven't got your miracle. You still haven't received the thing that you've been believing for. Sometimes we go through times of emptiness, and the problem with emptiness is that emptiness can be a lonely place, which very few people understand. And you wonder how you're going to cope. You wonder how you're going to get through this. You wonder maybe even fear. There can be fear. I feel I'm speaking prophetically right now. Somebody here tonight is afraid. You're constantly afraid. You wake up at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, afraid of the future, afraid of how you're going to cope. Afraid of everything going wrong, afraid of this, afraid of that, afraid of the other thing. Demoralized because there's nothing you can do because you feel empty. I've got a word for you tonight. I want you to cheer up, because when you're empty, that is a good place to be if you want a miracle. And emptiness is the perfect position. Matt talked tonight about the importance of positioning ourselves. He talked along those lines. And I want to say to you tonight that if you're feeling empty, that is a good place to be if you're believing for a miracle. Come on. Have you ever been through one of those times of emptiness in your life? I remember a few years ago, I went through a whole year of just feeling empty. Sure, on the outward appearance, miracles were happening and wonderful things were happening, but in my own life, I felt very empty. I've stood up and preached, and everybody else felt the presence of God apart from me. Can that happen? Well, of course it can. I mean, the amount of times in my life when I felt totally empty. I remember traveling out to America a few years ago, and I was preaching at a church out there. And when I was out there, I wasn't very well. It was a healing meeting. I wasn't very well. But you can't cancel a healing meeting due to sickness, can you? You know, how does that work? I remember waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning. They put me in this nice hotel, but I didn't care two hoots of how nice the hotel was. I wasn't well. And I woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, didn't even know where I was, which has got to be the scariest feeling in the whole world, right? And I woke up that next morning. I was about to call the pastor and say, look, just prepare, because I'm feeling very unwell. And then I got all the way through the day, and then got to the evening feeling as sick as anything. And I just felt the Holy Spirit challenge me, you've got to get down to that meeting tonight and preach. And I said, Lord, would you not mind if I had a night off? And I got down to the meeting, and I stood there in the meeting. And to be honest with you, when I got to the meeting, I didn't have the greatest of attitudes in the world, because I wasn't feeling very well. And I thought, well, you know, I hope you're delighted that I'm here, you know. I hope this is going to score a few brownie points. I hope I'm going to get something out of this, you know, in the long run. I'm standing there in the worship time, and I'm not feeling very well. I'm feeling down in the dumps, feeling a little bit sorry for myself, feeling empty. I'm feeling empty. I'm feeling not very well. It's a healing meeting. People are there. The presence of God is there. Everybody's excited, but I'm the preacher, and I'm not feeling very well. I'm feeling empty, and I'm standing there in the front row during the worship time, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me during that worship time and said, I want you to raise your hands. And I had a little argument, and I said, excuse me, me being here is good enough. Thank you very much. I hope you should be grateful for that. And the Holy Spirit said to me, raise your hands. So I raised, and you know how it is, you know, when you're in church, when you come to a charismatic church like this, there's a little ceremony, the hand-raising ceremony. You know, you start here 1 week. You all know what I'm talking about, don't you? And then the next time you do it, you get a little bit more confidence, and you're up here, you know, dead self-conscious, and you're up here. And by week number four, you're a raving charismatic. It's pretty. But I stood there, and I raised my hands a little bit, and the Holy Spirit said to me, raise them as high as you can get them. And I again argued with God, I'm not feeling very well, excuse me. And the Holy Spirit said, raise them as high as you can get them. So I raised my hands as high in the air as I possibly could. And as I stood there Without exaggeration, I felt the presence of God just flowing from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. It was like I experienced complete healing there and then. Like it was profound. And we saw incredible miracles that night. So I feel that it is prophetic to say this to some people tonight. You're in a place of emptiness. It's a place of discouragement. It's a place where you don't know how to cope, not quite sure what the future is and all the rest of it. But in the midst of your emptiness, in the midst of your place of emptiness, the Lord would say to people here tonight that you've got to learn the secret of praise in the place of emptiness. Because actually, praising God, you see, I think we get it wrong sometimes in our, you know, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and our hearts into his courts with praise, so that we have this little formula. Before you ask for anything, you've got to praise God. Okay, and in a lot of people's thinking, I think this is how they think. Butter God up. Say some nice things to him. Make him feel good. Then he'll answer your prayers. Actually, praise is a lot more than that. Praise is the ultimate act of submission to God. When we praise God in a meeting, it is essentially saying to God that no matter what happens in this meeting tonight, if I get a breakthrough, brilliant. If I don't, you with me? If I don't get a breakthrough, if I don't get that healing that I've been believing for, if I don't get that miracle that I've been believing for, if I walk out of here and I haven't received anything at all, I'm making a decision from the start of this meeting tonight that you are worthy of all of my praise. No matter what happens, no matter what the outcome is, if I walk out feeling even worse afterwards, doesn't make any difference. Now, we're going to walk out feeling better afterwards, okay? Especially if I have anything to do with it, I'll shake you until you feel better afterwards, okay? But I want us to make that declaration tonight that in our valley of emptiness, when we go through those times, and all of us have been there, I'm guessing that some people are probably in that place in your life tonight. The secret is how you handle that place of emptiness. Are you willing to praise God there? Are you willing to submit to God there? Are you willing to say to God in that place of emptiness, Lord, no matter what I'm feeling, no matter what I'm going through, no matter how angry I am, have you ever asked God questions? Have you ever prayed to God and you've said something like, now, Lord, thank you that you're the great King of all kings and Lord of all lords and all that. However, if I were you, can I just give you a little bit of advice? We don't say this directly, but it's what we think, isn't it? Because much of the time when we pray, we're informing God of the needs. Now, Lord, I don't know whether you realize or not, but like, the world's in trouble. Have you noticed that recently? And you might want to do something about it. Anyway, you know, it's over to you. Listen, praise is nothing to do with that. Praise is coming in and submitting ourselves to the Lordship of Christ. And I want to encourage all of us to do that tonight. It's the ultimate act of submission to God. You're believing for healing. Well, make the decision that whether you get it or not, this is very silly language, but I'm going to say it anyway. Even if you don't get it, decide to praise God anyway. I remember I was up preaching, I think it was up in Yorkshire somewhere a number of years ago, and there was a lady in the meeting, and she was blind. She'd become blind in her 20s, and she was now in her 50s, and she'd had a promise from God that the day would come when she would experience the full manifestation of her healing. So I went to her church. It was a sort of a yearly thing. I went to her church every year, and I went to her church, prayed for this lady, and believed for her to be healed. And I said to her, "How are you feeling afterwards?" And she said, "No, I'm no difference." She said, "But I'm feeling good." She said, "One day less to my healing." She was as positive as anything. So I went back to that church, same time next year, because it was the sort of yearly thing. Evangelists have to get your yearly appointment, you know. Keep the diary up and all that. So I'm back to the church the next year. Same lady is in the prayer line. I pray for her, believe for her healing, believe for the manifestation of her healing. How are you feeling? Well, no breakthrough yet. I was disappointed, but she said, "But one day less to my healing." It's great. Full of praise. And she was praising God at the end of the meeting. So I went back to that church a third time. Prayed for the same woman. Prayed with faith. Prayed with expectation, prayed with absolute conviction. How are you feeling? Well, no difference at the moment, but one day less to my healing. And she's just full of praise to God. And she kept a great attitude, and she kept praising God. Anyway, I've got a letter in my office at home, and I'll keep that letter all the days of my life. A handwritten letter from that woman. And she said, the third time that you came to my church, she said, nothing happened instantly in the meeting. But the next morning, she said, I had this little flicker of light in the corner of my eye. And she said, and as the week went on, she said, the flicker got bigger and bigger and bigger. And my eyes opened, she said, and to such an extent, she said, I have been healed. And I'm writing to you a handwritten letter to let you know that God has heard my cry and healed me. Anybody happy about this tonight? She kept trusting God. She made the decision that she would praise God even in the place of emptiness. Now, that's the decision that all of us have got to make in our lives. Whatever you're going through, whatever circumstances you're going through, Lord, I praise you. It's the ultimate act of submission, isn't it? So, can we have an agreement tonight that no matter what happens in this meeting, this has been a great meeting. Yes. Presence of God is here. Nothing else happened. That's enough for all of us. We're saved. God, has blessed us, seated us in heavenly places in Christ. Wow, devil's under our feet. Devil's so far under our feet, you can't even tap the ground with your feet. That's how far the devil's under your feet. Anybody happy about this? I'm preaching good here. You're quiet over there. Anyway, don't like picking on people, but anyway. So emptiness, this miracle, the premise of the whole miracle is emptiness. It's the sense of helplessness. Nothing they can do. There was no more wine. And the point is that God is drawn to emptiness. And if you're in a place of emptiness in your life tonight, then you ought to be really encouraged about this because God is drawn to that. Okay, now, let's make another little observation. Are you still with me here? Can you give me another 3 hours? That's wonderful. Fantastic. I want you to notice the obedience of these servants. Mary is there, the mother of Jesus. And she goes to Jesus, informs him of the situation. Hey, son. How did Mary address Jesus? I don't know. Hey, boy. they have no more wine. Isn't it? It's always annoying when your mother's at the same party as you, isn't it? Isn't it? No matter how old you are, if your mother's there, you can see those eyes looking at you from the corner of the room as if to say, you better behave yourself. You get a telling off from me, you know. Jesus knows what that's all about. Be comforted, friend, you know. He had a mother. Anyway, Lord, Jesus, they have no more wine. Hint, hint. As if to say, you can do something about this. And I love Jesus' response. It's quite dramatic. The King James translation, if you have a King James, it captures the drama much better than the NIV does. The NIV says, verse 4, dear woman, why do you involve me? The King James translation says, woman, never talk to your mother like that. Woman, mine hour is not yet come. And Mary looked at him and said, so you'll do it then. Fantastic. Great. Wonderful. She wasn't taking no for an answer. And so she goes to the servants. Verse 5. This is the key verse in this whole text. If you miss this, you miss the point of the text. She goes to the servants and she says, do whatever he tells you. Now, that's the secret to your miracle. You get that, it'll change everything. Do whatever he tells you. Positioning yourself for a miracle requires us to do whatever he tells us to do, which requires us to listen to the voice of God, requires us to act on what God is telling us to do. I don't know about you, but I've done some crazy things in my time. Is anybody else? I mean, when you're in a Holy Spirit meeting and you get this real boldness on you, you know, and then you go away afterwards and you think, did I really do that? If I could keep you here all day long telling you about crazy. I remember I was in a meeting once and it was a really boring meeting. Even the mice were throwing themselves into the traps during this meeting. It was that bad. And so then at the end, you know, it was like 70 people in this little church. I called out a healing line. I said, if anybody wants prayer for healing, come on out. And so people were coming out for, you know, colds. And, you know, and then there's always one with a broken heart. Oh, well, come on, man, we'll pray for you, you know. Give you a little hug, and, you know. And then they pulled a man out, they pushed a man out in a wheelchair, and I thought, now we're talking. So I went under this man in the wheelchair, and I just had this sense of boldness. I was just a young guy starting out in ministry. I thought, I'm going to really go for it. So I said to the guy in the wheelchair, I said, if I were to pull you out, would you come? He said, well, I wouldn't have much choice, would I? He said, I'm going to do it. So I pushed the things back, you know, it's my Smith Wigglesworth moment, you know, and pulled the man out of the wheelchair. He hadn't walked for 11 or 12 years, literally hadn't walked. And I pulled the man out of the wheelchair. He's standing there like this. And then what happens is you take a step of faith like that, and then you realize what you've just done. And you get all kinds of strange looks, the charismatics, you know. They look at you as if to say, this is going to be interesting, isn't it? We're with you, technically. We've just watched the demise of Roy Todd's ministry. This is great, you know. So I was standing there, and it was like the devil said, yeah, you're finished. You put him back. But I thought, I've started, so I'll continue, as the man once said. So I said to the man, I said, here's what's going to happen. I'll take your arms like this, and you hold on to me, and we'll walk, and we'll see what happens. And somebody said, what were you thinking? I was thinking, I hope this works. That's what I was thinking. So we began to walk, and we got a little bit, and I'm noticing that the man's hands are in my hands as we begin to walk. We go a little further, a little further, a little further, still there. Not unless he had false arms or something, you know. They left us. That would be very tragic, wouldn't it? Walking up with false arms, the man. Oh! Okay, forgive me. Anyway, but I'm walking, and this man's still with me, and he's just walking with me, and he's walking, and we walk right around this auditorium, and then he walked on his own. I said, walk on your own. He walked on his own, slow at first, a little faster, a little faster, a little faster, totally and utterly healed by the amazing power of God. And that morning, we had 70 people in that little church. Word spread in the community, because we put the wheelchair on the stage to let the people see exactly what had happened. That night we had well over 300 people in the congregation, because word spread about the miracle in that little community. Now, our God is the God who heals the sick today. And there are some times when you've just got to do something crazy. Come on, bro. You just got to do it. Do whatever he tells you. It's crazy. But just do it anyway. Do whatever he tells you. Mary said this to the servants. Do whatever he tells you. Now, I want us to also observe the courage of these servants. Can you see the words that I'm mentioning here? Emptiness. Obedience. Let's talk about courage then. Do whatever he tells you to do. So the servants come over to Jesus. So picture the scene. No wine. The servants go over to Jesus. Your mother has sent us to you. We've got to do whatever you tell us to do. What would you like us to do? Now, this is a comedic moment. We miss the Bible is filled with comedy. Did you know that? Filled with comedic moments. We're so super spiritual when we read it that it's absolutely hilarious. So they go to Jesus. Lord, what do you want us to do? And Jesus stands. He says, okay, all right. Right, do you see those big jars over there, those big vats used for ceremonial washing? Yeah? Okay, the first thing I want you to do is to fill those with water. Now, I know that we're all good schlor-drinking Christians here in Ashwood Church. We wouldn't know anything about the wine, but listen, to make wine, what's the first thing you got to do? You got to go and get some grapes, right? Speaking, you don't start by pouring water into jars. Hello? It doesn't make any sense. But Jesus messes it up. Go and fill the jars with water. Now, I suspect that if some Christians had been there, they would have formed a committee. Because that's what Christians do. And they would have got together and they would have had a little meeting. And they would have said something to Jesus like, here on earth, Lord, the wine-making process does not begin by pouring water into jars. Don't you think we might go out and get some grapes, and then you can do something miraculous with that process? You see, this was all a test. Do you trust me? Are you prepared to do whatever I tell you to do? Because that was the charge, do whatever he tells you to do. He's messing the process up. Go and fill those jars with water. I mean, I'm sure that those servants had some serious questions in their minds, especially when everybody's watching them, filling the jars with water. You've got to give these servants some credit. They trusted Jesus. They had the courage to go with what he told them to do. I want to ask you a question tonight. Do you have the courage to do what God's telling you to do? You know, when he tells you to do something that's a bit crazy, that's a bit, doesn't make any sense. Has God ever told you to do something that doesn't make any sense? To give something to somebody and it doesn't make any sense? To bless somebody and it doesn't make any sense? Do whatever he tells you to do. So they go, they fill the jars with water, with some questions, with some doubts. Did they have those? Of course they did. Do we have some questions? Do we have some doubts? Of course we do. Do we know how it all works? Of course we don't. Do we know how healing works? Of course we don't. And if you ever see one of those healing books, you know, one of those cheesy American books, 10 Steps to Getting Your Healing, can I encourage you, take the book and put it in the bin? Because it's rubbish. It's nonsense. There's no formula to healing. I'm sorry. I've studied this and studied this and studied this and studied this. And there are no formulas to the power of God. If our faith is based on a formula, then it's not really faith. It's a formula. Faith is the journey. That's the exciting part. We need to get back to enjoying the journey of faith. And some of us are looking at our situation and it's a crisis. Can I encourage you to have a bit of fun?
Yeah.
Say, hey, Lord, I hope you know how you're going to get us out of this mess. Put some pressure on God and stop putting the pressure on yourself. Start loving the journey. I love people who love the journey.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Old Columbus, Christopher Columbus. I loved his attitude. He's the man who discovered the Americas. He loved the journey more than the destination. Somebody summed up the life of Columbus like this. I love this. It said, he left, but he didn't know where he was going. And then he arrived, and he didn't know where he was. And then he returned, and he didn't know where he'd been. But he enjoyed the journey so much, he did the same journey 3 times in 7 years. Loved the journey. You couldn't stop this guy enjoying the journey. And you see, you've got to start enjoying the journey. Even the tough, the audacity of it, even the tough times. Enjoy the challenge of watching God doing something amazing. Is it Acts chapter 5? The apostles are brought in. They're given a beating for preaching the gospel. The church is in trouble. What happens to the apostles? They come out rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name of the Lord. They thought that was a great beating, wasn't it? That's fantastic, wasn't it? They were Irish, but anyway, well. Is this making any sense to anybody tonight? Eh? Are you getting this? You've got to be cheeky. You've got to be crazy. You've got to enjoy the journey. In your time of emptiness, in your time of need, you've got to have the courage just to do whatever God's telling you to do. Let's bring this to an end. So the servants listen to Jesus, and Jesus says to them, verse 8, you can see it up there, now draw some of the liquid out and take it to the master of the banquet. Question, when did the water turn into wine? Wouldn't you love to know the answer to that question? I think the answer that God would give is none of your business. That's the real answer. How it happens is none of our business. With the miraculous, how does it work? It only works the way that God chooses to make it work. They draw out some of the water. They suddenly discover, as they draw it out, that water has miraculously, mysteriously been turned into wine. How did that happen? Answer, because God made it happen. This is a tremendous, tremendous miracle. That's something that would take weeks, months, years to produce really good wine, Jesus did in a moment. That's what Jesus does. He can upset the process. He can change the rules.
Amen.
He can make it work in a moment. Always be ready for those suddenlies of God, by the way. You're in the depths of despair. Everything's going wrong. Everything looks like it's going wrong. And then suddenly, everything changes. And God makes it all right. And some of us tonight need to prepare for that to happen. That suddenly everything can change. So that's why it's not good to complain too much to God. Because you could find yourself complaining. Suddenly you get the answer. And then, oh, sorry, Lord. So I want to encourage us tonight to keep submitting to God. And they draw out the water of the banquet. They bring it to the master of the banquet. He makes this powerful observation. Normally they bring out the cheap stuff. Then give me normally they bring out the good stuff. Then give me the cheap stuff at the end. He said, but you people, you've brought the best and you've kept the best till last. And there's surely got to be a prophetic picture to that. Surely. Maybe there's a sense of the prophetic of God saying that in this place tonight, that he's kept the best till now. Anybody up for that?
Yeah.
He's kept the best till now. So, how do we wrap this up? Do we have disappointments? Yes, of course we do. Do we have things that we don't understand? Yes, of course we do. Are there things that happen that God seems to do that we don't quite agree with? Yes. And yet there's this irresistible conviction that goes on in our hearts. And you sense it, and I sense it, that the best is yet to come.
Amen.
That the best wine has been saved till now. I want to prophesy that over Ashwood Church. I want to prophesy that over your church, if you've come from a different church tonight.
Yes.
Not as a feel-good statement, though there would be nothing wrong if I said it as a feel-good statement. It's better than feel-bad statements, isn't it? But I want to tell you tonight that God has kept the best till now.
Yes.
The best miracles are yet to come. The best salvations are yet to come. The best stories of God's grace are yet to come.
Yes, Lord.
We're going to believe that God's going to do some really amazing things in this place tonight. Can I encourage you, when you go home tonight, read this passage again, John chapter 2. Meditate on it. Allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. Allow the Holy Spirit to minister into your heart. Take up the challenge of doing whatever he tells you to do. How long have I spoken for? Too long? All right. 5 minutes. Somebody say 5 minutes there. I like you. Okay, now, let's make some room. Okay, those of you who are sitting in the middle, technically what we should have done right there is had the keyboard player come and play Titanic in the background, and then we could make it look like the presence of God is here, and then we could have discreetly done it, but let's just get on with it, right? Shall we? That always goes down well, doesn't it? Do you want to give some instructions?
Well, if we just slide the chairs to the back wall rather than pack them away, then people can leave coats and things on them if you want.
Wonderful, that's great. Y'all happy? Everybody happy? Yes. Three people said yes. There. Everybody happy? Yes. Anybody feeling encouraged?
Yes.
Anybody feeling the Holy Spirit's power?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Now, is everybody sitting nice and comfortably? Yes. Let's all stand then, shall we? The preacher's here to provoke faith and provoke expectancy tonight. Now, there are people here, and you are in need of a miracle. You're in need of God to do a miracle. And so we want to stand with you. We want to believe with you for a miracle tonight. Now, there is great potential in this meeting tonight. And listen, I want you to have the sense of expectation that something good is going to happen. I want you to have this expectation that something good is going to happen in this place tonight. Even, and I don't mean this to sound like a lack of faith, but even if you have difficulty believing for your healing, I want you to expect something good to happen tonight. I want you to expect something wonderful to happen. Okay, so we've got a big space in the middle of the floor here. And again, there's got to be something prophetic about that we're making space for God to do something. And so by coming into this space in a moment or two, that is you, in effect, saying to God, Lord, I'm coming into that place where I want to receive. It's not pressurized. It's not that we're going to try to force things to happen. That's just never helpful. But I'm coming into that place of the miraculous, your presence. I'm going to believe for you to do something amazing tonight. I'm feeling empty. Some people are saying that. I'm feeling empty. You've given everything and you're not quite sure where to go from here. Somebody's maybe not quite sure of how you're going to cope. How you're going to get by. But tonight is a night where you can just receive in the presence of God. For some people it's healing. You need healing. You need God to touch you and heal you. I believe there's healing here tonight. For some people it's more than that that you need. It's a miracle. It's a miracle in your finances. It's a miracle in your family. A miracle maybe about something that you've not even told anybody about. And you've come to this place tonight. You gave up a Friday night to come here because you made an appointment to meet God. And I want to tell you, you did a wise thing by coming here tonight. This is a good place to be. I think Matt said that at the start. This is a good place to be. The presence of God is always a good place to be. So I want you to close your eyes and make the decision that whatever happens tonight, we're believing for good things to happen, but whatever happens tonight, He is worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our thanks. So for like a minute, okay, when I count us in, 1, 2, 3, I want to hear some serious praise. Now, I don't mean like quiet, timid, middle class praise. I mean working class praise, okay? Yes. Okay, I want you to just let your passion come out for God. I want you to throw away your inhibitions. I want you to just give God all the praise that He's worthy of. Let your voice be raised. Don't be afraid to express yourself in the presence of God. So I'm going to count to 3, 1, 2, 3. And then when I do that, I want you to really go for it and give God some serious praise. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Three of you. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't counted to 3 yet, so don't start, okay? Some people are just too quick off the mark. Okay. Okay. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Come on. Praise Him. We give you praise. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you worship. We give you adoration. We give you all the honor, all the glory, all the thanks. No one like you, Jesus. No one like you, Jesus. King of kings, Lord of lords. Maker of the heavens, maker of the earth. No one like you. No one like you, Jesus. No one like you. King of all kings. Lord of all lords. We give you all the praise, all the thanks, all the glory, all the honor, all the adoration. It all belongs to you. All of it belongs to you. We give you all the praise, all the honor. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 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 Ah, thank you, Jesus. 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 Okay. Now, just before we go ahead and pray for people, there's just a little something I've got in my heart. It's lovely to see Russ and Michelle here tonight. Lovely to see these guys. And just if you guys just close your eyes and just receive, and if there's anything in this, take it. But I just felt that the Lord said to you, in fact, when I just saw you there now, I felt the Lord said, you must hold your nerve. I just felt the Lord say that, just hold your nerve. There are lots of voices, lots of distractions, it's like it's like a crossroads, but it's not just a simple crossroads. It's like there's lots of different roads, and yet there's this narrow road that you're going along, and it's like the Lord would encourage you to keep on that narrow road and hold your nerve, because as you keep on that narrow road, that's the road that leads to blessing. That's the road that leads to success. That's the road that leads to prosperity. Hold your nerve. Keep holding your nerve. Keep doing the right thing. Secret of success is to keep doing the right thing long enough. When you feel like it, when you don't feel like it, when you feel encouraged, when you feel discouraged, there's a path there. You got to keep walking that path. Sometimes it's a lonely path, because there are lots of roads, lots of wide roads that seem more busy, that seem more productive, that seem even more appealing. And yet on that path, not many people there. It feels a little lonely, even a little vulnerable. But the Lord would say to you, hold your nerve. Stay on that path. And be encouraged, because though it always doesn't always feel like it, and though he's not always visible, as in we can see him, yet his presence is with you all the way. You are never on your own. You are never on your own. Hold your nerve. Hold your nerve. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Also, this is going to sound like a weird thing to say, but somebody is about to send an email where you're going to express your frustrations to somebody else. And the Lord said, the Lord would say to you, write the email and then trash it. All right? In other words, articulate your frustrations, get it out of your system, but don't send it, because it's never good to send emails about stuff. If you're going to talk to somebody, then talk to them face to face. Buy them a coffee, and you buy the coffee, because that'll challenge your generosity as well. Buy them two coffees. Buy them cream cake. Okay, this is not part of the word. This is my embellishment of the word. Okay. Somebody's about to send an email. You know who you are. You've got an email. Whether it's physically written already, or there's a draft there, or whether it's written in your mind, and you're saying, "I'm going to." The Lord would say to you, "Come on, no." No. There's a much better way. There's a much better way. Make sure that you do the right thing. Good. Anybody encouraged? Good. All right. So, Father, thank you for your presence here tonight. Thank you for those moments of just breakthrough. People who just need to be healed tonight. People who need a breakthrough, and they need a healing. They need a miracle. And as we just create a moment now, this is what we're doing. We're creating a moment where we can meet with God. For some people, the very act of coming and standing in this space is like a crazy moment for you, because you wouldn't normally do this kind of thing. But I want you to do it. And I want you to have the audacity to believe that God's going to touch you and meet with you tonight. I want you to have the audacity to go a little further and be cheeky, like that woman was, that blind woman. And she kept coming back time and time again with an absolute conviction that this is one day less to my healing. And she experienced the full manifestation of her healing. I'm not sure whether, I don't know whether she was expecting to see her healing manifested on the earth, or whether she went in heaven, I'll see it. But she got it. When we pray, Archbishop Temple said, when we pray, coincidences happen. When we don't, they don't. Anybody believing for some coincidences tonight? Okay, so here's a space in the middle of this floor. And if you are believing for a healing, for a miracle, for a breakthrough, for something to happen in your circumstances, you're feeling empty, you have nowhere else to go. Where else can you go? You know, lift up my eyes above the hills. Translators get that wrong. It's not I lift up my eyes to the hills. It's I lift up my eyes beyond the hills. Where does my help come from? I've only got one person who can help me. That's what the psalmist is saying. In my valley of despair, I lift up my eyes to Jesus, to God. tonight lift up your eyes to God. When you come out and when you stand here, I want you to do something as well. I want you to watch your body language. I want you to lift your head up as if you're looking up to heaven. Don't come and put your head down. I want you to physically keep your head up. Would you do that? Just do what the crazy Irish guy is telling you, okay? And if I see your head going down, I'll lift it up again. Okay, are you ready? So if you're in need of you're believing for a breakthrough, a miracle, a healing, something to happen, here's an opportunity for you, and I'm going to ask you to come and stand in this space with me now, and we'll believe together for your breakthrough. Don't be too nice about it. Do it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The last shall be first, but not on this occasion, okay? Just get in there. Thank you, Jesus. That's great. That's great. Wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Great. Okay. Is everybody in here who should be in here? Great. That's wonderful. Again, I want you to make yourself as comfortable as you can. So that's it. If you can come over here, that'll be wonderful. That'll be great. If you can't physically stand, at least get yourself over here and we'll get into this atmosphere. Is everybody here who needs to be here? Are we waiting for anybody? So all you people, you're all fit, healthy, no health needs, anything like that? Not being too humble about this? Perfect, everything's perfect, no headaches, no anything? Okay. Right? Good, Matson. Do you want to mention that?
You can. You don't mention it. I'll just agree with you. That's
okay. A breakthrough. Are you sensing that's a word?
Yeah, I felt it before, but when you
Roy's already mentioned that tonight we're talking about miracles, not just being healing. As we were walking in, and I felt it earlier today, that actually Roy mentioned financial miracles and relational miracles as well. I just get the sense that actually there's something to do with relational, even within marriage. I believe that some people need a marriage, a miracle for the marriage, and you don't need to weigh it up or work it out or analyze it. You just know that's true. And if that's true tonight, I just want to encourage you that is available. It's an opportunity. Respond.
Wonderful. Okay, wonderful. Now, those of you who are standing, I want you to make yourself nice and comfortable, and I want you just to open your heart and just receive everything. The point of this session, the point of this moment is not a struggling, striving thing. This is a take a deep breath in and receive everything that God has for you kind of moment. Okay? Why don't you physically do that? Take a deep breath in and just breathe in the presence of God and receive everything that God has for you. In a moment, I'm going to come around and lay hands on everything that moves. But before I do that, before the chaos begins, this is the calm before the wonderful storm. Father, I thank you for these people. Thank you for the courage that they've had to come and stand here. People responding for all kinds of things, for a marriage to be restored. I believe that there are people responding to that right now. For a family unit to be restored, for a relationship to be restored. Thank you that you are the God who restores broken walls, broken lives. Father, thank you for financial miracles that are happening right now. Somebody is in a real financial need. Thank you for a breakthrough happening right now. Thank you, Father, for healing of bodies right now. Thank you for people being totally healed, for pain going, for discomfort going, for people experiencing the full manifestation of their healing. And this is happening right now in this moment. Right now in this moment. Right now in this moment. I believe that pain is going. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That's okay. That's okay. Thank you, Jesus. People are falling over and they haven't even been prayed for yet. It's great. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you for healing of people's bodies. Thank you for healing of people's minds, somebody's thought life waking up when you're having crisis thoughts. Somebody consistently has been waking up in the early hours of the morning with crisis thoughts, thoughts of what does the future hold, thoughts of loneliness, thoughts of what is the purpose of my life. Tonight I speak peace into the midst of your storm. I speak healing, and what you need is healing in your thoughts. Healing in your thought life. That's what you really need. You need the Holy Spirit to come and clean the filter of your mind so that your thinking goes through a filter of godliness. Whatever is pure, whatever is right, whatever is lovely, think on these things. Some people need to get some disciplines going on in terms of thinking on the Word, thinking on what God is saying. Father, thank you for healing of the heart. Thank you for healing of people's hearts, emotional healing. Some people standing here, that's the kind of healing that you're in need of. And right now we speak that kind of healing over you. Thank you for healing of people's lives, healing of people's marriages, healing of people's relationships. Father, thank you that physical pain is going right now. I just feel I got to do this. I take authority over all physical ailments in this room right now. Somebody's in real pain. I rebuke the pain right now. Not asking it to go, we command it to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. And we speak the word of God in this place right now. That pain shall totally and utterly go now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Somebody came here, pain in your shoulder, pain in your back, pain in your leg. Begin to move it around. Begin to move it around and you'll notice an ease of the pain already. Begin to do it. Just begin to do it. Begin to move that part of your body that was causing you pain. I believe that we'll already see the manifestation of your healing right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Move it around. Come on, exercise it. Exercise it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just let's stop there for a moment. Keep your eyes closed. Those of you who sense any release of pain, you sense a release of pain in this moment. I want you to put your hand up. You sense a release of pain. Put your hand up high. 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 Anybody else? High. Anybody who senses a release of pain? Somebody over here. Where was the pain? In your shoulder. Is it gone? It's a lot better than what it was. This is good. Where was the pain? In your shoulder. Is there any pain there now? There's no pain whatsoever. Anybody happy about this? Thank you, Jesus. Did you have pain? Did you say you had pain? How is it now? Is there any pain? Jump up and down. Now stamp them. No, you stamp them. Then the other one. How does that feel? Then do it again. Jump. Now exercise them. How's that feel?
It hurts.
Move them around. Stay where you are. Move it around. Move the other one around. How's that feel?
That's good.
Any pain?
No.
Jump up and down again. Do it again, that other thing you were doing before then. No, the other one. Yeah, that one. How's that feel?
Feels good.
Any pain? There's no pain whatsoever. No pain whatsoever. Run up and down, run around the room and then come back again and tell me how it is. Make me a cup of tea when you're over there as well, will you? Thank you, Jesus. It's good to just stop. In moments like this, it's good to just stop. Find out what the Holy Spirit's been doing. So it's a stop-start type of prayer thing, okay? Sorry that it's not any, it's C of E, if anybody's... Where is he? How's that feel?
Yeah, it's good.
How was that?
No,
that's all right. You were going to make it. How's that feel? How's your leg? How's your feet? No, any pain?
A little bit in the bottom of the feet.
Run again. Do a run, another one.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else sensing healing? You're all afraid now in case I get you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Quite funny in a meeting watching a guy just running down the back of the room there, isn't it? How does that feel? Tell me how that feels. Now, stand here and move your feet around. Tell me how that feels as you do that. Any pain?
No.
Anybody happy about this? Thank you, Jesus. How painful were your feet when you first came in here tonight? Tell me.
It felt like somebody was sticking a knife in the bottom of your feet.
Marks out of 10? I mean, in terms of pain, how was it?
7.
How is it now?
1.
Oh, I'm still not happy. Close your eyes. I want... Yeah, but I'd get a refund if I were you after... Father, we want it to go from 1 down to 0. I want no pain. If we're going to go for it, we might as well go for it. So I pray that this man will be completely released now of all pain, of all discomfort in his feet right now. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, we rebuke this pain. Just begin to move them now and tell me how that feels. How is it now? How is it now? Tell me. How is it now?
It is getting better.
Mm-hmm.
It is getting better.
I'm expecting it to go from 1 to 0 by the end of tonight. Anybody else? Yes? Right. Okay. Now, I'm going to go around and pray for you all. And we're going to believe that God's going to there's going to be an impartation of faith, of expectancy. I'm going to come, I'm going to put my hand on your head. I'm going to say one word when I come to you, okay, which is the word receive. And I just want you to receive everything that God has for you. I'm going to ask some people just to come, if you will, some strong guys, to come and just stand behind people as I'm praying. You guys, can you come and help me? Come and help me, quick. And you're going to need to go really fast with me because I'm going to really go for it. So if you could already organize yourselves, that's it, wonderful. And I'm going to start here and go something like that. Thank you, Jesus. That's great. Now, the thing is, you're going to need your back healed afterwards, but don't worry. I'll stay around until that happens, okay? Are you ready? Receive now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. And receive in Jesus' name. I'm expecting completely pain-free by the time you leave here. Ready, receive now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ready? Ready? You've got a trinity of people there for you. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit standing behind you to keep you going. Receive now, in Jesus' name. Receive now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. May this man leave this place tonight with no more ailments, no more discomfort. What's your name? Sarah? Tell me how we can pray for you, tell me. Are you in pain, for example? How painful is it? At the moment, is it normally worse than that or better than that? Close your eyes. Father, thank you for Sarah. People like you really inspire me. You've come here tonight. You've come with faith. You've come with expectancy. You've got out of your comfort zone. You're here tonight. You're seeking God. And I believe that God has obliged himself to respond in moments like this. So tonight, even though we've praised you without any expectation of anything else in return, because that's the motivation of our praise, yet we do believe that our God is a God who hears and answers prayer. So right now I put my hand on Sarah's head and just speak the healing power of God. Come on, everybody. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Right now, in the name of Jesus, right now. May your healing touch come upon her. Right now. May the doctors be amazed. May the medical people just be amazed at the profoundness of this miracle. I got a phone call from a friend of mine last week. We've been believing for the healing of his son. And that son just received the most profound healing, confirmed by doctors. Father, I want a profound miracle to happen right here. In Jesus' name. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And right now, I pray for her in Jesus' name that you'll just touch her. Give her the strength that she needs. Give her the comfort that she needs. Give her the courage that she needs in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Fellas, stay standing behind these people if you will. Thank you, Jesus. Are you ready? Receive now. Receive now. In Jesus' name. Ready? Receive now. In Jesus' name. Just receive everything that God has for you. Receive by faith. Receive it by faith. No pressure. Just receive everything that God has for you. Ready? Ready? Just receive. Receive now. By faith. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to put my hand on your head and just receive everything that God's got for you. You've got nothing to lose. All right? That's it. Wonderful. Here we go. Ready? Receive now. Receive everything that God has for you right now. May the power of the Holy Spirit just come on this woman right now. Touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Let the Holy Spirit do whatever he wants to do. Now, in Jesus' name. That's it. Now. Right now. May she be completely set free, healed by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Ready? Receive now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ready? Receive now everything that God has for you. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your power. I'm going to put my hand on your head and I just want you to receive everything that God has for you. Everything. Take it all. Don't be nice about it. Just take it. Now. Everything. Everything that God has for you. Take it. Receive. Receive healing. Receive wholeness. Receive the favor of God. The peace of God. The blessing of God. Receive every single thing that God has for you. I command healing and wholeness just to flow right now. Top of your head to the soles of your feet, that by the time you leave this room tonight, you will absolutely know that God has touched you in a very profound way. In Jesus' name, receive. That's it. Take it. Everything that God has for you. Wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As soon as my hand just touches your head again, no striving, just lots and lots and lots of receiving. Now, touch Terry right now in the name of Jesus. Right now. From the top of his head to the soles of his feet. That's it. Thank you, Jesus. And by the time he gets up, thank you, Jesus. Now, touch him right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Ready? Touch him now. Touch this man right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Just receive everything that God's got. Ready? Ready? Receive now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Who's next? I've lost track of who I'm meant to be praying for. Over here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Everybody happy? Actually, everybody's down the floor. That's what we're doing. Ready? Receive now. Everything that God has for you. Just receive right now. Healing, wholeness, strength, peace, rest, wisdom, everything. The whole lot. The whole lot. Receive it now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just receive everything that God has for you. It's not about struggling. It's just about receiving. Thank you, Jesus. Ready? Don't worry. We've got you covered. I love the way you looked around there to see if it's like a runway. Is there a runway for me, yeah? Receive now. Just trust Jesus. That's part of the process, isn't it? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Receive now. Receive right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just receive everything that God has for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ready? Receive. Thank you, Jesus. That's all you have to do is just receive in the presence of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Molly. Receive. That's it. Everything that God has for you. just receive in the presence of God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 How are you feeling over there, by the way? That, how's he feeling? Yeah?
I can't tell without a test on my eyes.
How can we do a test in your eyes then? Is there an optician in here?
They take a photograph of them.
Ah, okay.
It's on the retina.
Okay. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fine.
Good. That's the most important thing of all, isn't it?
I can't certify a miracle yet.
Yep. Well, when you get it certified, let us know about it, won't you? Get a refund from the optician as well. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Johnny. Nearly missed you out there, Johnny. How can I miss you out? Father, thank you for Johnny. Thank you for his life. This whole thing of healing and miracles has been something that's intrigued you and impressed you for a long time. And I think that the reason for that is because the Holy Spirit has been stirring your heart to press in for everything that he has for you. And I believe that he's going to bring you into a season of seeing more. Unique miracles as well, unique things. I think the Lord is going to put it on your heart to believe for unique, creative miracles. And it's going to be a God thing. And have the audacity to believe for it. Just have the audacity to trust God, because amazing things happen when we trust Jesus. So touch Johnny now, and if anything that I've said is true, then just seal it into his heart in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. We prayed for you. How are you? No? Father, how's your shoulder, by the way? Good?
Still good.
Good. Still there?
Still there.
Good. But the pain's gone. That's good. Thanks. Touch her right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody else? Yes. Father, I pray that you will touch her right now. Right now. In Jesus' name. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. You're here for prayer? Yeah? Come forward a little bit. Receive now in Jesus' name. Receive everything that God has for you. By faith. Over here. Ready? Receive now everything that God has for you. Just receive it by faith. You're here for prayer? Yes. What's your name?
Will.
Nice to see you, Will. Just close your eyes. Receive now by faith everything that God has for you. Receive a healing and wholeness and a breakthrough. Trust to Jesus. And throw yourself into his arms. So bless this man, and may he leave this place tonight with a really profound touch from heaven. Am I waiting? Have I not prayed? Is there somebody who I have not yet prayed for? Yes? Over here, yeah. Over here, yeah. Behind me. Behind me. Is this some kind of joke or something going on here behind you? You're playing tricks in me, this church, eh? You see, the thing about the miraculous is that it's in an atmosphere like this, almost, you know, we're relaxed in the presence of God. And I think that's the way that God wants us to be. Not struggling, not striving, actually enjoying his presence. So enjoy the experience tonight. I love that smile you did there. As soon as I looked at you, that was great. I'm enjoying myself. Yeah, yeah. Ready? Receive everything that God has for you. Now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Over here, this lady here. Thanks for your patience. Just touch her right now. Father, you know all about this situation. So we just put your anointing, put your power, your presence on her, and touch her right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Ready? Just receive everything that God has for you. Receive now. By faith, everything that God has for you. Receive it. Ready? I'm going to put my hand on your head, and as soon as I do that, just receive everything that God has for you now. Now. Receive healing and wholeness. Receive a touch from heaven. all things are possible. That's a statement that stirs our spirits, that all things are possible, nothing is impossible. So I pray that you would cause that to be a revelation right into her spirit, that all things really are possible. Be encouraged when you leave this room tonight. May that be the confession of your faith, the confession of your mouth, the confession of your heart, actually, that all things are possible. Looks impossible, looks difficult. All things are possible. All things are possible. Nothing is impossible. So touch her right here, right now, and seal your word into her heart right now by faith in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You as well. Nearly forgot you there. Touch her right now. Touch
her.
Oh,
oh.
She's got a spirit of timidity, actually. Very, very frightened. The spirit of ninja has come upon her. We now know what she's been praying about. Paul. Father, thank you for Paul. Thank you for the way that you've been leading Paul. Thank you for that little touch of favor that you've put on his life, on his music, the opportunities that you've been giving him. But I just pray that over these next weeks and months that you will increase that favor many times over. I pray in Jesus' name that you'll just cause this man to really flow in an anointing that he's never known before, and with creativity that he's never known before. And I want you to open doors for him that he's never known before as well in his music. And don't worry, this is going to sound politically incorrect, okay? Don't worry too much about pleasing the Christians. You want to write music that provokes non-believers to think. That's part of your deal. So I pray that you'll cause this man to write songs that are right up there in the secular charts, that feature on the radio, that people will be just provoked to come to a place of faith in Jesus through this man's music. Now I pray for a breakthrough in this man's life, for healing, for wholeness right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Is the ninja finished over there yet? I can hear you. Good. Everybody happy? Everybody happy? Okay. If you're lying down, stand up. Sorry, Paul. You didn't have much time to be down there. Why don't you come into the middle, and if you can, I want you to gather. I want everybody to gather in the middle, please, if you will. Come on, let's just do it before we leave this place tonight. We're going to leave with a note of praise. We're going to leave with the praise that we came with. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody sensing a breakthrough? Anybody sensing anything different? Any pain gone? If you've sensed that pain has gone, put your hand up quickly. If you sense that pain has gone, discomfort has gone, put your hand up. Quick. You sense that God has touched you? Over here, pain has gone, a lot better than what it was before. Good, pain has gone. Where was the pain? That's good. Anybody happy about this? Anybody else? Speak now, forever hold your peace. Wow, the spirit of ninja definitely is there. I'm not quite sure whether to say be blessed or come out. I'm not quite sure. Close your eyes, everybody, please, if you will. We're going to finish this meeting on a note of praise. So whatever has happened to you tonight, we are all agreed, because we agreed at the start of this meeting, that whatever happens, he's worthy of all of our praise. That he's worthy of our thanks. He's worthy of all of our adoration. Worthy of all of our honor. So I'm going to count to three, and then I want us to give the Lord the biggest cheer of praise that we've ever given. And I want us to really clap our hands and just go for it and let yourself go and be free in the presence of God. So I'm going to count us in, one, two, three. When I do that, I want you to really let out your praise. Let out your praise. If you lose your voice, we'll get you healed afterwards, okay? Here we go. Ready? Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Come on. One. Are you ready for this? One, two, three, come on! In the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, come on, you can do better than that. Oh, we give you all the praise, all the thanks, all the worship, all the adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, we give you praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, that was good, wasn't it? Let's thank Roy. He's really helped us tonight, hasn't he? Thank you, Roy. On Wednesday evening, I was in a meeting with some other leaders from the Ground Level Network, and we lifted our voices at the start of the meeting to pray for a young baby who was not well. In fact, some of you will know Paul and Becky Toon, who lead Battelle in Nottingham. And we started praying, and actually there was a real sense in the room that was what we were, it was a real purpose. Terry was there, weren't you, Terry, on Wednesday night? And it just felt like there was a real purpose in his praying for the miraculous. Mike was there as well. And actually, as I found myself praying, it felt like I was praying towards this evening. And what I want to encourage us to do as we leave tonight is that actually we pray towards what God is going to lead us into next. Because actually, one of the things about nights like this is God does something within us individually. But if you want to see the bigger picture, I believe God is doing something corporately with us. When I was praying earlier on today, I felt God was going to do something in terms of infilling and then outpouring. I had two words, infill and outpour. And I believe that tonight what we've done is we've received something in terms of infilling, and now we're going to pray that God does something in terms of outpouring, not just where we're at, but beyond ourselves. And I know some of you are involved in praying for other people in terms of healing. I just believe that after tonight, you're going to find a greater measure of faith. You're going to find a greater measure of believing for what God is going to do. Some people here pray for people on the streets, healing on the streets. I just want to pray that we see an even greater measure of God's favor and healing on the streets. That's what I'm believing for this evening. So we are finished. We're going to have refreshments, but I wonder if you could just agree with me. On Wednesday night, we didn't just pray for it, we decreed something. And I somehow sense that God is creating a holy boldness within us, an audacity that says, actually, we can decree something together. We're not messing about, we're decreeing something. So I know it's late. If you've got just one more minute, 30 seconds, why don't we raise our hands? God, I just believe, God, that actually this evening, let's just speak out for a moment. If you speak in tongues, just speak in tongues. If you speak in English, speak in English. Shola suna broko tasi andoro broko sana broko sonda broko te suko na bro shona bro sonda broko sonda broko sonda broko tana broke te shuka na bro suna broko sana bro sonda broka se andoro broko sana broko te hoka na bro suna broko to sana broko sonda broko te shuka si ala broko sombria tasi andoro broko ta hala broko sonda broko sona broko tasi andara broko sona broko te Sukana brioko suna brioko suna brioko sanda brioko sana brioko te. Hokana brio suna brio tuna brio sana brioko tana brioko sana tuna. Well, God, together I believe that we decree this evening, Father, we're decreeing for a change in the spiritual atmosphere, which means that we are going to see more and more miracles in our lives, in our communities and beyond. This church is represented here, Father. We're believing for an increase in the miraculous. We're decreeing an increase in healing across our churches. Lord, together we pray for Junction Church. We pray that there will be a massive increase in the miraculous in the Junction Church, Lord. We thank you for Roy. Thank you for Lydia. We thank you for Roy's teaching tonight. We honor him, Father. We know that where there is honor, that miracles will follow as well. Release miracles in that place. Pray in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for one another. And we thank you that we live in days such as this. We'll keep our eyes fixed on you.
give us faith. We put our trust in you, Lord. We're expecting. Lord, I thank you for the miracles that have taken place tonight, and I thank you for the miracles that have started tonight. Thank you for healing which has started tonight, Lord, and I look forward to the stories. We look forward together to the stories of complete healing as a result of being together. Amen. Thank you for being with us. It's been our privilege to have you here this evening. If you're a guest, thank you for joining with us. Thank you for, as Roy says, giving up a Friday evening. Personally, I think it was worth it. If you can stay around, we have refreshments. If you need to get off, then God bless you. We look forward to seeing you again really very soon. Let's thank Roy again for his ministry to us this evening. Let's continue to encourage one another. God bless you. Thank you. Let's see you again very soon.